As soon as they heard that poultry factory workers had been refused a day off for the Queen's funeral bank holiday, readers started to write in to the Evening News. Nick Barber thinks the workers need to join a union. That's why meat and vegetables are so cheap, because some people are working in substandard conditions for basic wages on a zero-hours contracts to process the products. The only protection we will ever have from such exploitation is from being in a union. I mean, look what happened to the P&O employees. That could be any of us. Batman noted that many people have to work on bank holidays. Many people have to work bank holidays regularly. Bus drivers, nurses, shop assistants, hospital porters and whoever. And I'm sure many don't like it, but this is what it is. And then Tony King said that working bank holidays is included in his terms and conditions. I had to work as well. Working bank holidays is covered in my terms and conditions of employment, and that includes Christmas Day. Many people these days don't have 9-to-5 jobs, and bank holidays are added to my annual holiday entitlement. You accept it or find another line of work. But Mrs. Whitlow sympathised with the workers, and she sees the right to a bank holiday is being steadily whittled away. Years ago, shops, petrol garages, hospitality and most businesses shut for Christmas, Boxing Day and Easter Sunday, although some pubs opened Christmas morning. The right to a bank holiday has been steadily eroded.
The controversy over the roadworks on St Stephen's continues. T. Land of Norwich does not believe they will finish this year. Three reasons why St Stephen's will not be completed till 2023. One, it seems to me that the workforce are taking too many unofficial tea breaks. They should have just 15 minutes in the morning, 1 hour for lunch, and 15 minutes in the afternoon. Two, in my opinion, there is too much time spent on mobiles. They should keep them in their pockets and only use them in an emergency, not to chat with family and friends. Three, in my view, they shouldn't down tools at 3 p.m. and walk off the job. They should work through until 5 p.m. when it's still daylight. That way, St Stephen's will be finished this year. People will be able to get the bus from the stops they used to, and businesses wouldn't be down on their takings.
And Mr A. Smith from Holcombe says that blue badge holders are being discriminated against because they have to pay twice to park in Norfolk. Blue badge holders are charged £10 for each badge, held for 3 years. So why do the blue badge holders have to pay to park on pay and displays in Norfolk cities and towns on top of the fee they have to pay for their use of the blue badge scheme? I mean, other car park users don't have to buy and display a badge to prove they have a right to park on pay and display car parks. Disabled drivers with blue badges are being directly discriminated against by Norfolk County Council car park operators because they have to park in special spaces and have to display their blue badges. They are already having to pay more on a limited income because they are disabled, and that is how the system works. Can Norfolk councils give a justified reason for this discrimination? And that's all from the letters section this week. And so here is Dawn with the second batch of news.